Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. One thing I love about Uncle Will, well, actually one of many things, is that his works are full of wicked wordplay, deft dissing, creative coruscation, basically throwing Shakespearean shade. So when one takes umbrage with a perceived slight, it was William that managed to come up with one of my favorite of his words.
Don't you ever besmirch Billy Joel.
Now, William certainly didn't start the fire, but he would certainly stoke it. I remember coming across this word sometime in middle school, I think, and found that you could only effectively use it if one affected an antiquated genteel southern accent while snapping open an imaginary fan. It would, however, be in Uncle William's retelling of King Henry V, where we would come across the word closely related to its etymological roots. The play so far. After young Henry ascends to the crown, and eager to prove he's more than just the hell-raising, tavern-hopping lad of Henry IV, under the urging of the clergy, he lays claim to not only the English crown, but France as well. Treachery abounds as conspirators plot against the young king, but their schemes are foiled, allowing our Henry to sail to France with his army of scrappy underdogs. Following the Siege of Harfleur, which showcases Henry's fiery speeches and questionable battle tactics, we find ourselves, by Act 4, on the eve of the Battle of Agincourt. Following his famous St. Crispin's Day speech, where Henry rouses his men into a frothy, jingoistic fervor, we find the French herald appears once again and asks if Henry agrees to be ransomed. Then the English army, which are sick, weary, and outnumbered 5-1, will be spared. This, however, does not go down well.
Once more I come to know of thee, King Harry, if for thy ransom thou wilt now compound before thy most assured overthrow.
Who hath sent thee now?
The Constable of France.
I pray thee bear my former answer back. Bid them achieve me, and then sell my bones. God, God! Why should they mock poor fellows thus? Let me speak proudly. Tell the constable, we are but warriors for the working day. Our gayness and our guilt are all besmirched with rainy marching in the painful field. But by the mass, our hearts are in the trim.
Now, when I said earlier about the etymological origins, we find some possible roots in the word smortion, which meant to either make dirty or discolored. There's also a possibility that smorched came from the Old French esmorché, which derived rather dangerously from the verb to torture. So we see that the root of besmirch, though very fun to say, almost as much fun as smorched, does have a weighty meaning when used by Henry, not only describing his weary, filthy, and bloodied men, but also the stain of the insult he is receiving from the French herald. In fact, come to think of it, there are an awful lot of references to being filthy, both physically and spiritually. Henry even refers to his spotless reputation when it comes to his cause of claiming the French crown. More of that in episode 2 of the second series. Uncle Will would also use besmirched in Hamlet, dealing not so much with a battle between soldiers, but a battle of the heart. But more on that another time. There will be time enough, Ophelia, for smooches and smorshes. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.